Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
A protest for freedom in downtown Gillette. I'm Chris Brento with your news. Recently, approximately 50 people gathered in downtown Gillette to protest Governor Mark Gordon's new health restrictions that includes a Wyoming mask mandate. This outcry against a mask mandate and the other intrusive COVID restrictions has spread throughout social media. According to a recent poll done by County 17, an overwhelming number of local residents are against the mask mandates. More than 1,100 people out of 1,300 people are against Wyoming's mask mandate. Of that number, only 46 was in favor of the mandate. Gordon's latest coronavirus guidelines are in effect up until January 8th. Wyoming is now the 38th state to implement a mask mandate. Now, this unrest from local citizens and some local politicians and business owners just isn't about the mask mandate. The frustration is also about the 10-person gathering limit and a curfew on bars and restaurants where they have to be closed by 10 p.m. Speaking of Governor Mark Gordon, in an interesting development, Wyoming will not be joining the Texas lawsuit regarding invalidating the presidential election in some of the states. With more on this, here's Reese Monaco with the Cowboy State News Network.
Governor Mark Gordon saying Wyoming won't be joining other states and asking the U.S. Supreme Court to hear a lawsuit filed by Texas questioning the election procedures in states where Democrat Joe Biden won in November. Gordon says the case could have unintended consequences that impinge on the state's sovereignty, but Gordon did say in a statement that he strongly supports the Supreme Court hearing the constitutional issue of the Electors Clause raised by Texas in their petition. In the statement, Gordon says Wyoming officials were not informed nor asked by Texas to consider joining the suit. 32 Wyoming legislators have asked Gordon to join this case. The case seeks to invalidate electoral college votes in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. 17 other states have asked the High Court to hear the lawsuit.
Thanks, Reese. That is your Basin Radio Network news update. To hear the full report again, go to basinsradio.com.